Are you a teacher who is having to spend your own hard-earned just to make sure your classroom is properly resourced? It might be classroom supplies like pens, books, pencils, or even subsidising a student's lunch or going on an excursion. New stats released by the Australian Education Union. This survey shows that teachers are on average spending $874 a year. $874 just to properly resource the classroom, while primary teachers are spending more than $1,000, totaling a whopping $150 million. On the line is the Real Schools CEO, Adam Voigt. Adam, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ollie. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you as well, Adam. These are eye-wateringly high numbers. Does it surprise you?
No, it doesn't actually surprise me one little bit, Ollie. I think it tells us a couple of things. One is that our teachers are incredibly generous and dedicated people, and they just can't stand there and do nothing when students who desperately need to access education can't do it. And the other thing it tells us is that we've got families and schools out there struggling. And we've got the balance wrong in terms of how we fund them and how we look after them. And it's something we need to address, or we're going to have too many kids fall through the cracks and too many teachers who will get themselves out of places where education is most desperately needed.
This is what you say, Adam, awesome teachers making sure their students don't go without, but it really shines that spotlight, as you say, on school funding and making sure it's hitting all the right places. Because if we're talking about pens and books and all the basic necessities just to run a classroom that a teacher's having to fork out some of their hard-earned for, well, I think we've got real big problems in this country.
Yeah, I think so too. It's easy to sort of trivialise it. We often, as teachers, even we make the joke ourselves that education, you know, teaching is the one profession that you steal stationery from home, but take it to school, mm-hmm. when everybody else is stealing from the office and taking it home. but it's more important than that. You know, I know that myself. When I saw this story, I reflected back on a time as a principal that I forked out my own money, and it's not about me, but to help a kid get on camp because he just desperately needed to have that opportunity. And it's not okay to have an education system geared against kids getting the great, you know, the best opportunity they've got to, you know, what we would in Australia call the Great Australian Fair Go. Education gives you a fair go. And we've got the, like you said, we've got it lopsided. We've got it wrong. And while we've got schools that are spending exorbitant amounts of money on extravagances that don't improve education one bit, but we've got kids who can't get pens and pencils to be able to do some of the most basic learning, we've got it wrong.
We have got it wrong. And the issue here as well, Adam, I imagine, is it's a difference between students actually feeling, wanting, deserving to get the most out of their lesson by simply maybe being too embarrassed to say to the teacher, oh, I don't actually have a pen or a piece of paper to write this on. I mean, that it would have to be one of the most heartbreaking conversations a student could have with a teacher. It's a brave conversation to have as well to say, I'm going without.
It really is. You know, if you think about what it actually takes for a kid to do that, to in a classroom, if their peers put their hand up and say, I just don't have that because my family hasn't got the money at the moment, they don't do it. You know, they hide and they disappear and they try not to get noticed. And what happens while they're doing that is they don't learn. And they learn that school's a place where they feel embarrassed and where they feel ashamed about themselves. And in that state, kids don't progress. They disappear and they fall through the cracks. And We can't do that to kids in Australia, not in a country that has the opportunities that we've got. We've got to create a system that gives these kids, you know, a shot at it.
9221 882. Are you a teacher who spends your own money making sure that your students are adequately resourced? That talkback number 9221 882. Adam, it would be remiss of me before you go to ask, as a Victorian, how are you handling lockdown? Are you feeling a little more optimistic with 11 new cases this Monday afternoon?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we see the numbers go down and we say, you know, that's fantastic. But look, you know, the truth is it's hard work. You know, I've got a 16-year-old who's doing year 10 at the moment, and he got up this morning and walked into the kitchen. I said, how are you, mate? And he goes, I'm just so sick of ISO. And so we're doing it hard. We know we have to keep sucking it up a little bit longer, but we're getting there, mate. We're getting there. I appreciate you asking.
Good on you, Adam. You stay safe. You stay well. Good on you. Thank you so much.
Cheers, Ollie. Thanks for having me.
Adam Voigt, the CEO of Real Schools.